Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is September 6th, 2012. We're still here in merry old England. I did promise you a genuine English accent. Unfortunately, all I could track down for today was an American accent. So we're going to try something a little different, and instead of just listening to my voice, I'm going to bring in another voice. This is Dr. Tony Sapal, and I'll let Tony introduce himself.
Hey guys, my name is Tony Sapal, and I'm an emergency physician at Indiana University School of Medicine. I am the course director for evidence-based medicine and biostatistics, and I teach EBM in various venues.
Great. Thanks, Tony, and thanks very much for agreeing to take some time from the evidence-based medicine course that we're both taking and you're a facilitator at to lay down this podcast. So the title of the podcast that we came up with, Tony, is?
Getting Unstoned.
Getting Unstoned. All right. So we like to start these podcasts with a case scenario. So the case setup, do you have a case presentation for us, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a case you guys have seen before. A 49-year-old male shows up to your emergency department doing the kidney stone dance. We've all seen it. Ay, que dolor, doctor. They need you. They need you quickly. And this is not a diagnostic dilemma.
So what we really want to do now is have a focused clinical question to answer. And so the focused clinical question, Tony, I think in this case is an alpha blocker safe and effective for the treatment of kidney stones? So that's the question we hope to answer, and I'll go through the PICO format. First of all, the population in this study was 129 adults with acute renal colic presenting to the emergency department with a stone size of 2 to 7 millimeters. The intervention was tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams taken daily. The control group was a placebo, and the outcome was the time to stone expulsion from inclusion in the study and up to 42 days. So now we're going to go to Tony, our BEAM expert. And remember, BEAM stands for the best evidence in emergency medicine. And that's what we really want. We want to look at the best evidence in the literature to be able to provide the best care to patients at the bedside. So Tony, what do you think? Tamsulosin, no tamsulosin?
Well, Ken, I'm going to give you the answer. First of all, we should note that this is a fairly well-done randomized controlled trial. They have a lot of the buzzwords, so it's double-blinded, it's multi-center. But as with any trial, there are always some limitations. And what's interesting about this trial is that there is some pharma sponsorship, so you wonder if there perhaps may be some bias there.
Is it possible to get a trial involving a pharmaceutical product without pharmaceutical money?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good, absolutely. Good. All right, so, you know, they could have done something with that. All right.
I bet they could have. And what's strange about this trial is that they enrolled only 129 patients, despite the fact they were enrolling from 6 French hospitals over 5 years. So I don't know about you, but I probably see many more than that in just a couple of weeks at my institution.
Yeah, like 129 people with renal colic in 5 years?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the French don't suffer from renal colic, but boy, in my back of the woods, I mean, we get people with renal colic all the time.
Yeah, well, the French are doing something right, I guess.
Maybe it's the red wine.
Could be.
All right.
So at any rate, the results of this study are consistent with what we found, and I think what a lot of us experienced in the emergency department, and that is that these medications, not just tamsulosin, really don't speed up the expulsion of kidney stones in patients that present to the emergency department with renal colic.
Do you think there might be an answer in the future? Nice segue, Ken.
Well, Ken, funny you ask, because as it turns out, Zhu et al. Will give us the answer shortly, as there is a pending Cochrane systematic review in the works. And as you know, and I'm sure your listeners know, that would be a fairly high level of evidence that will give us a definitive answer.
So we'll have to promise to update our listeners once that becomes published, because I'm sure that'll help us answer the bottom line question. All right, thanks, Tony. The other thing I wanted to ask you about after that BEAM commentary is I always like to look at, is there anything in this paper that would help us understand evidence-based medicine better? Is there any little nugget in there, any little sort of morsel or thing that you could bring out to help us understand evidence-based medicine from reading this specific paper?
Absolutely. So the first thing we should point out, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that, as with any good urologic study, you should report p-values.
Oh, you're killing me, Tony. This might be the last time you're on, okay?
I appreciate that. Unfortunately, and I'm not a big fan of p-values, but they show in this particular study the p-values were non-significant. I would have preferred a relative risk, and even better, a number needed to treat, which is not that hard to calculate. And quite frankly, just by looking at the numbers from this paper, we could all do this in our head.
Yeah, well, I find when talking to patients, because I want to translate this information to the bedside, is it's really good to be able to start talking about number needed to treat. How many patients do I need to put on this treatment to help one patient? And of course, the flip side is how many people would I harm with that? So yes, it's a urology study. Yes, they have to pee all over the paper, but an NNT would be better. Is that?
Yeah, I think so, Ken. You know, here's a tip. Maybe you should put a link to this on the podcast site.
Oh, sure. That's a great idea. We'll throw up a link on p-values for everybody and also on the NNT. So, Tony, what's the beam bottom line on this research paper?
So the bottom line is this. The use of tamsulosin to speed expulsion of renal stones doesn't work.
So what are you going to do with your 49-year-old guy that comes in? Are you going to use this medicine or not use this medicine?
Well, I think I'll do what I do with most of my renal stone patients, and that is treat their pain and send them home with appropriate follow-up and pain medication, maybe an antiemetic, but not tamsulosin.
So no alpha blocker for you?
No alpha blocker for you.
Thank you very much, Tony. I think that answers our question that began this podcast on whether or not an alpha blocker or tamsulosin in this particular research study would help this 49-year-old man. Excellent. Well, that ends another Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, and let us know if you like this format with a guest expert like Tony. We're just playing around. This is really early into it. It's one of our first podcasts, and we want to know what format would work best for you. So in conclusion, like I always say, be skeptical of anything you are taught, including stuff you hear on the SGEM. Until we talk next time, this is your Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.